This week's parsha, Moshe comes down from Har Sinai and presents the Jewish people with more of the details of what the brit between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will include. And now it's time for the Jewish people to make the ultimate decision, not just the basic commitment and interest in a brit with Hashem that we saw in Yitro, but a commitment to actual details. And when Moshe first presents them to the Jewish people, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, the Jewish people answer in one voice, Vayan kol ha'am kol achad vayomru kol hadvarim asher diber Hashem na'aseh. And this response of na'aseh is similar to the way the Jews responded in Shemot Perek Yotet, in Parshat Yitro. Later on in the Perek, though, after Moshe writes up what he's told the Jewish people and whatever's happened in the Torah up to this point in a document, and the Jewish people bring karbanos and there's blood that they're going to be using for the treaty sprinkled on the Mizbech and sprinkled on them, Moshe now reads the Sefer HaBrit to the Jewish people in a formal way. Ve'ikach Sefer HaBrit ve'yikra bi'aznei ha'am. And now the people respond, Vayomru, Kol Asher Diber Hashem, famously as we know, Na'aseh v'nishma. This famous phrase, which leads to the next pasuk, where Moshe takes the blood and sprinkles it on the people and proclaims, Hinei Dam HaBrit Asher Karat Hashem Imachem Al Kol Advarim Ha'ila. It's Na'aseh v'nishma, the added double phrase, which is the basis for the brit. Chazal and the Gemara in Shabbat of Pechet emphasized the significance of this duality, of this two-word phrase, Na'aseh v'nishma, and particularly the word Na'aseh before the word Nishma. The Gemara there says that 600,000 malachim came and put two crowns on the heads of each of the Jewish people who had recited it. Rabbi Lazar in the Gemara there says that when the Jews again said Na'aseh before Nishma, B'shoshe Ekdimu Yisrael Na'aseh L'Nishma, a bat kol proclaimed, Mi Gila Levanai Raz Zeh Shemalachi Asharet Mishtamshin Bo. Who revealed to my children the secret that the Malachi Asharet used of Na'aseh before Nishma? It's sensible, understandable that the Malachi Asharet themselves crowned the Jewish people because the Jewish people have used the phrase that the Malachi Asharet used. Later on, the Gemara says that a Tzeduki, Apikores, saw Rava, who was learning to the point where he wasn't focused on his own health, he was hurting his own fingers, and he criticized him as this being an expression of the Jewish people's blind commitment of Na'aseh the Nishma. And Rava responded and said, this is part of the reliance, the Shlemut, people that rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and follow him in this way. Rashi says, Hitalachnu imo betom lev. We follow him with a trusting, simple heart, kiderech ha'osim me'ava, like those who act out of love. What does this mean? How does Na'aseh v'nishma show this tremendous secret of acting out of love? On the simple level, we can connect this to the Midrashim of Chazal on the Pasuk in Zot HaBracha, Perek Lam Gimel and Dvarim, Vayomer Hashem Misinai Ba Vizarach Miseir Lamo, Hofia Mehar Paron Viata Mirivivot Kodesh. Chazal connect the different places that God is described as having come from to the different nations who resided there. Chazal tell us that God offered the Torah to all these nations in addition to the Jewish people. And all of them asked God what was included in the Torah. They hinged their acceptance on their feeling that they could and would be willing to fulfill the things in the Torah, and because they felt they couldn't, and God Dafka highlighted the things he knew they couldn't and wouldn't do, that's why they didn't receive the Torah. Medrash Rabbah in Eicha adds that after all this, God brought it to the Jewish people. Na'aseh v'nishma is an expression of commitment to deed, even before one's heard and understands. Rav Kook, though, in a letter in Ma'amari Ariyah, Kerach Aleph, page 171, has a deeper explanation of what all this is about. And he says that if you look at nature, at the world, the beings of the world don't need classes, they don't need explanations, they don't need to learn in order to acquire the skills that are inborn in them. No one teaches a bee, says Rav Kook, to build a beehive, and no one teaches the beavers to build a dam. It's things that are their nature. Says Rav Kook, in the spiritual world, spiritual creatures also have a nature. Their nature is to know what's right, and to do it automatically. Says Rav Kook, that's what the Malachi Hasharit are. They are beings of service in and of themselves. And he goes, it's only human beings who get confused by the things they hear and cause them to misunderstand what their role is supposed to be, who need to be taught, who need to understand, who need to come back. He says, at Mamet Har Sinai, we came to this higher level. We became higher, purer creatures who are able to act even before we hear, who can connect and identify even before we understand. Using Rav Kook's words, at Har Sinai, banu lidei ha-ma'ala ha-elyona hazot, v'niyenu yisraelim tiviyim tehorim, v'shvil kach ikdamnu na'aseh l'nishma, l'mala mikol ha-tarbut ha-mizuyefet shel enoshut. We got to this higher, pure, natural nature of what we're supposed to be as Jews that's higher than any of the false culture of humanity, of humankind. This was something we reached at Har Sinai, and we should know that it's something we have within ourselves, something we can return to potentially, and it's something we need to strive for, to realize that when we grow spiritually, when we come to commit ourselves, we're coming back to some natural root of who we are, and we can follow like a bee builds a hive and a beaver builds a dam. May we be able to do it this week and reach the real level of Na'aseh v'Nishma, of following Hashem b'shleimut, of reaching the level of the Malachi Hasharit. Shabbat Shalom.